Good morning. It's April 26th, and this is your daily brief in UK news. Here's everything you need to know. In a turn of events that shook the foundations of English football, Everton's 2-0 victory over Liverpool at Goodison Park has sent shockwaves through the Premier League standings. This historic Merseyside derby not only thrilled fans, but also had significant implications for both teams' seasons. Everton's triumph over Liverpool was more than just a derby win. It was a crucial victory that ensured their safety from relegation. Their aggressive and direct attacking play paid off, securing a memorable win that will be talked about for seasons to come. On the other side, this defeat for Liverpool has put a dent in their Premier League title hopes. Now, trailing leaders Arsenal by 3 points with only 4 matches left, the Reds find themselves in a precarious position. Liverpool captain Virgil van Dijk did not mince words post-match, calling out his team's lack of hunger and demanding an increase in determination. It's a sentiment echoed by manager Jurgen Klopp, who stressed the urgency of improvement with the aim of securing a Champions League qualification spot. The road ahead for Liverpool is tough, with every game now a must-win to keep their slim hopes alive. As the season approaches its climax, the stakes couldn't be higher. Everton's victory not only secures their place in the Premier League for another season, but also adds an intense chapter to the storied Merseyside rivalry. Liverpool, faced with the challenge of catching up to the frontrunners, must now regroup and fight for every point. The upcoming matches promise high tension and drama, with both teams having everything to play for. In a move that reshapes the political landscape of Scotland, First Minister Humza Yousaf announced the end of the power-sharing agreement with the Scottish Greens on April 25, 2024. This decision, driven by deep-seated disagreements over climate change policies, marks a significant shift in the country's governance, leaving the Scottish National Party, SNP, to navigate the complexities of minority rule. The rift between the SNP and the Scottish Greens emerged sharply into the public eye when Yousaf decided to abandon a crucial climate commitment. This decision not only strained the coalition, but also signified a broader political and environmental dilemma facing Scotland. As the SNP transitions to operating without the Greens, it faces the challenge of securing support from other parties to pass legislation, a task complicated by existing opposition from the Labour Party, an ongoing investigation into the SNP's finances, and legal hurdles in the path to another independence referendum. Despite these tumultuous political developments, Scotland's commitment to environmental sustainability remains unwavering. The nation continues to aim for a net zero emissions target by the year 2045, a goal that underscores the importance of climate policy in shaping Scotland's future. This commitment stands as a beacon of Scotland's dedication to combating climate change, even as it navigates the current political upheaval. In a bold move that could reshape the future of travel in the UK, the Labour Party, led by Keir Starmer, has laid out a plan to bring the nation's railways back into public ownership within 5 years of taking office. This ambitious proposal, detailed by Shadow Transport Secretary Louise Hay, aims to consolidate the current patchwork of 14 private rail companies into a unified entity known as Great British Railways, with the goal of streamlining operations and slashing annual waste by up to £2.2 billion. Louise Hay, who has a background as a Metropolitan Police officer and a history of campaigning against the closure of tax offices, has emerged as a vocal advocate for this shift towards nationalisation. Her stance is part of a broader Labour vision to overhaul the UK's rail system, which they see as a critical step towards modernisation and improved efficiency. Despite facing criticism from the current rail minister and various industry groups, the Labour plan does not shut the door on the private sector. Instead, it envisions a role for private investment within the framework of a publicly owned railway system. This approach attempts to balance the benefits of nationalisation with the innovation and capital that private entities can bring to the table. The proposal by Labour to nationalise the railways is not just about changing ownership. It's viewed as an essential modernisation of the UK's rail infrastructure. By reducing fragmentation and focusing on efficiency, Labour aims to create a rail system that better serves the public and is fit for the challenges of the 21st century. In a move that has sparked both controversy and debate, the British government has officially passed legislation to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda indefinitely, setting a precedent in its approach to immigration and asylum policies. This marks a significant shift in the UK's handling of asylum seekers, with the plan scheduled to commence with several flights per month starting in July. The legislation received the green light from both the British Parliament and King Charles, solidifying the UK-Rwanda migration agreement into law. Despite facing staunch opposition from human rights activists who question the safety and morality of deporting asylum seekers to Rwanda, the UK government has defended its position by signing a new treaty with Rwanda, declaring it a safe country for migrants. Under this agreement, Rwanda will receive a substantial financial sum from the UK in exchange for accepting the deported asylum seekers. The exact number of individuals to be deported remains undisclosed, but the UK has outlined plans to implement regular flights to Rwanda for this purpose. The Hope Hostel in Kigali has been refurbished to accommodate the incoming migrants, who will be allowed to remain in Rwanda if they wish, with the Rwandan government assuming full financial and other responsibilities for them for 5 years. This policy has not only drawn criticism, but also comparisons, as Botswana recently declined a similar proposal from the UK, citing its own immigration challenges. The decision by Botswana underscores the complexity and sensitivity surrounding the issue of international migration and the varying responses by different countries. As this policy moves forward, the world watches closely to see the impact it will have on the lives of those seeking asylum, the political landscape in the UK, and the international community's ongoing dialogue on migration and human rights. In a tragic turn of events, an 18-year-old from Sudan and two other Sudanese men have been arrested following a deadly crossing of the English Channel that resulted in the loss of 5 lives, including a child. This incident casts a stark light on the perilous journeys migrants undertake in search of safety and a better life. The National Crime Agency has taken the suspects into custody, focusing on breaking apart the criminal networks that orchestrate these dangerous voyages. Amidst a flurry of attempts to cross the channel, this particular morning saw rescue operations saving approximately 100 migrants, highlighting the urgency and scale of the crisis. As authorities work diligently to gather evidence against those responsible for facilitating such treacherous journeys, the spotlight falls on the broader issue of migrant crossings. Over 6,000 individuals have braved the journey to Britain this year alone, navigating treacherous waters in overloaded boats. This latest tragedy underscores the risks involved and the desperate circumstances that drive people to undertake such risks. The incident has led to calls for stronger collaboration between the UK and France, aiming to curb the number of dangerous crossings by addressing the root causes and dismantling the networks that profit from human desperation. The tragic loss of life in the English Channel is a somber reminder of the human cost of migration crises and the imperative for concerted action to prevent future tragedies. This has been your daily brief in UK news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.